I don't know, make them, they go buy them and bring them here for me to sharpen them and set them.
Where'd you learn how to do, like, the flowers?
I do it like that at home. From my dad, we had a blacksmith shop ever since I could really.
You had a blacksmith shop? Your daddy did?
Syrup mill, he made syrup every year. And yeah. By the time I was 8 years old, just a few years before he died.
Uh-huh.
I can make syrup too.
Do you ever make it now?
No, I ain't made none in several years. They quit raising cane.
How would y'all make syrup? I don't think I've ever seen
it. Grind the juice out of it and with a roll mill.
Uh-huh.
Some use power mill and some use mule.
How do you use mules?
One of them kind of set the roller sets up and you turn it round and round. That mule goes round and around. But the roller mill, you can hook a tractor and a belt on it, grind that way.
Mm-hmm.
I went up here to a fella last fall to see what's wrong with his cane, and he fertilized it with this 24-24 high grade fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And he ruined it. It wouldn't make syrup. It's black. And it tastes funny. And he built him a nice furnace, but he built it too big for his pan. He couldn't heat it, nothing. Mm-hmm. Just a mess, I call it. And he had another fella been helping him. And I got it ready to run off some syrup, and this other fella turned around and went dipping raw juice in it. I just laid my skimmer down and walked off. Come around in. He asked me, he says, how you doing? I said, I'm doing all right till George took over and I quit. I says, I can't cook syrup. Two can't cook syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I said, anytime you dip that raw juice over them cooked syrup, you done ruin them.
What do you mean, dip the raw
juice? You had skimmers, you know, or dippers and things. You dipped it out of the back mm-hmm. here, over into them syrup, it was running out
mm-hmm.
where they cooked done. And that raw juice in there, them syrup, it looked streaky, cloudy, dirty. And it wouldn't fit in deep.
Mm-hmm.
He come around and asked me what he owed me. I said, you don't owe me nothing. I ain't done nothing. I said, I couldn't charge you for doing nothing. I said, you rent your cane with that high-grade fertilizer, and then you turn right around and didn't build your furnace right. You ain't got no great irons in it. Just throw your wood in there. It won't burn.
You don't have any what?
Grates? You put grates across your furnace, uh-huh. you know, to hold your wood up off the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to do anything to do it.
What made him try to build the syrup mill? How did he manage to?
He made it out of his furnace out of brick to uh-huh. set his pan on to cook them. And he made it wider than his pan book. I ought to like that much coming to the outside of the pan on each side. He had enough for two. Uh-huh. He made a pretty job of it, but he didn't have nothing that he got in me.
You know, after you grind the juice out of the cane, what do you call that stuff that you've got left from the cane?
Pumins.
Huh?
Pumins. They make sheetrock out of that.
Uh-huh. You call that?
We call it the mashings,
mm-hmm.
where it's mashed up. Oh, I cooked syrup in South Louisiana one fall
uh-huh.
in that sugar country. And I never did see the mill that made the juice. When I quit and go out to work,
mm-hmm.
go off from work, going in to take a bath, to get a nap or sleep, and we cooked it with gas.
Did you ever hear, in South Louisiana, did you hear them call that bagasse or bagasse?
Yeah. That's what they called it down there. We called it pumins up here.
Uh-huh.
Old cane pumins.
Where in South Louisiana did you work?
I worked out from Baton Rouge, between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, out mm-hmm. that direction, about 15 miles. It's where you can see is cane and rye.